Track 11. Citizens' Advice. This month's advice comes from the Citizens' Advice team in Suffolk and will be read by Neil Haverson.
A friend's sudden illness has made me reflect on getting my own affairs in order. I've heard about lasting powers of attorney, LPAs, but I'm not sure where to start or whether I really need one of my age. The key point is that any adult can make an LPA. It isn't only for older people. An LPA lets you appoint a trusted person, such as a friend or a family member, to make decisions on your behalf if you ever lose the ability to do so yourself. This might happen due to an illness, accident, or condition that affects your mental capacity. Conditions that can prevent someone from making decisions to include dementia, brain injuries, mental health problems, substance misuse, or side effects from medical treatment. Setting up an LPA doesn't mean you expect these things to happen, just that you do want to be prepared. There are two types of LPA. Firstly, property and financial affairs LPA. This allows someone to manage your finances, such as buying or selling property, handling bank accounts, dealing with benefits or paying debts. You can grant broad authority or limit it to specific tasks. If you choose a limited arrangement, the document must be drafted very carefully. Secondly, health and aware LPA. This covers decisions about where you live, your daily care and medical treatment. Unlike the financial LPA, it can only be used once you have lost your mental capacity. You don't need to set up both types at once, but you must make each LPA while you still have mental capacity. Whatever you choose, it's crucial to select your attorney or attorneys with care, as they may one day have significant control over your well-being or finances. To create an LPA, you can either complete the forms online at gov.uk or download them. Each type, property and financial affairs and health and welfare, requires its own separate form. Once the forms are filled in, they must be registered with the Office of the Public Guardian, OPG, and you may well need to pay a registration fee. If everything has been completed correctly and no one raises objections after being notified, the OPG will register the LPA. This process can take around 20 weeks. When registration is complete, the OPG will notify both you and your chosen attorneys, and the LPA can then be used if needed. For more guidance on LPAs and other types of power of attorney, the Citizens' Advice website offers clear and helpful information. Norfolk Citizens' Advice can provide in-depth advice on powers of attorney and much more. You can contact us by phone on 0800 144 8848, or you can fill in a form on our website www.ncab.org.uk, or you can visit one of our offices. The Norwich offices is now at 83-87 Pottergate, Norwich NR2 1DZ, and is open to anyone every weekday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 and from 1 to 3 p.m.
Thank you, Neil. It really is a good idea to get a lasting power of attorney in place well before you think you may need it, as it takes several months to process.